Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
No problem,
Okay, ma'am. Give me just a second. Okay, ma'am, can I get your social security number?
422-37-2867.
Okay, I'll get your name.
Rashina Howard.
Okay, can I get your date of birth?
5-16-90.
All right, can I get your driver's license number?
863-0717.
Thank you. And could I get your mother's maiden name?
Sabrina Howard.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
I'm just going to read you these five acknowledgement statements now. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
No.
What is the reason for this broken claim?
For this what?
It says, what is the reason for this broken claim?
Meaning what?
And just asking, like, why haven't you worked since then?
Since the 4th?
Yeah, just asking, why haven't you worked since you last filed an unemployment claim?
No one has called me in yet.
Okay. No one has called, you said no one has called me in yet?
Uh-huh. No contact.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you only filed for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
What does that mean?
So this only applies if you are laid off as a result of competition from imports or the company you are working for moved overseas?
They didn't move overseas or anything.
Okay. And Rashana is spelled R-E-S-H-E-A-N-A, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And Howard is spelled H-O-W-A-R-D.
Right.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Could I have your phone number?
205-807-3161.
You said 3121 or 61?
613161.
Okay. And you said your date of birth is 5-16-90, is that right?
Right.
And your mother's main name is Howard.
Right.
What state was your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
And you said your number is 863-0717.
Yes.
And then I'm going to ask you some demographic questions. What is your race?
Black.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
10.
You said 10?
Uh-huh.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And I just want to make sure you said the highest grade was the 10th.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Why my page low and so slow? Okay. Could I have your current address?
I live at 138 14th Avenue, Northeast, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215. My mailing address is different, though.
Okay. You said 138 15th Avenue?
14th Avenue.
14th Avenue, Northeast, Apartment Elf.
Uh-huh. Birmingham, Alabama. 35215.
35215, okay. Okay. And what's your mailing address?
My mailing address is 2365 First Avenue, Northeast, P.O. Box 94022.
942. I'm sorry. You said 9422 for your P.O. Box?
94022.
94022 for your P.O. box. Okay.
Center Point.
You said Center Point, Alabama?
Uh-huh. 35215.
35215. And let me see. Okay, so I'm going to read both of them back. You said 138 14th Avenue, Northeast, Center Point, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
138 14th Avenue, Northeast,
And then you said your mailing address is 2365 First Avenue Northeast, P.O. Box 94022, Center Point, Alabama 35220.
What did you say the box was?
I said that P.O. Box was 94022.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Okay. What was your last occupation?
I was a machine operator.
Okay.
I was training to be a team leader. What?
I'm trying to see. So they have. What is the difference in that? They have machine tool. They have machine tool. Okay, what is it? It says multiple machine tool setters, operators, and tenders. And then they have machine tool cutting, setters, operators, and tenders, metal and plastic.
You can do a machine setup.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your youth? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay.
Please go ahead.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I have.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
17.75.
Mhm. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Are you available for work? Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
You indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation. Please verify your answer. No, I have not worked since the last time I filed a claim. Yes, I have worked since the last time I filed a claim.
Meaning, would this just like be like since April since I filed?
Okay. So you want me to put yes for this or no?
If it's since April, I mean since March 4th, no, I haven't. I haven't worked.
Okay, I'll put no then. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in time between October 1st, 2022 and September 30th, 2023?
Have I did what now?
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in time between October 1st, 2022 and September 30th, 2023?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you
just call back and change it.
Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have also received your payments or direct deposits into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that will be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'm going to do direct deposit, but I've already received one of the cards.
Okay. So you already have a card?
I do.
And you don't want to keep that card?
No, I'm going to have it going direct deposit.
Direct deposit, okay.
Yeah.
And you said you don't want to, I just want to make sure you said you don't want to do the 10%?
No, I don't.
All right. Do you want checking or savings?
Checking.
Could I have your routing number?
You said my routing number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Okay, just a second. I'm trying to make sure I give you the right one.
Okay.
Okay, my routing number is 08 41 06 768.
You said 08 41 06 768.
08 41 06 768, yeah.
Okay, and can I get your bank account number?
The number is 269.
You said 269?
122-414-429.
Okay, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months? You said no?
No.
I'm going to read you this disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. You must earn to provide wages supported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments or fraud penalties. You certify by entering your name that all of your answers are true and correct.
He wrote me did a cashier check for $25. I did have one more payroll check.
Yeah, one more payroll check?
It was like my last check for $25. It was $25.
Okay, if you... Let me see. I guess you'll have to report... I don't know if you'll have to report wages on your last day of work. I don't know if they'll ask for that when you do your weekly claim, but I don't think they will.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that probably would have been like my holiday last little holiday pay or seat time, because it was only like 30 hours or like 3 hours. So, yeah, that was probably it.
Now I'm going to ask you some random questions. In which of the following cities have you attended college? Newark, Newberry, Philadelphia, Wesley, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 115 Imogene Way, 136 Buena, I don't know if you mispronounce it, Bina Vista Drive, 14 Shady Dale, 14
Shady Dale.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Huntsville, Wrangler, Jasper, Hoover, or none of the above?
You said have what?
I said which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Huntsville, I believe it's pronounced Ragland, Jasper, Hoover, and then none of the above.
Ragland.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, and just ask you, do you want to file a claim today?
Yeah.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yeah, that's me. Everything's correct.
Okay. You understand that it is your responsibility to read, familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim and benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Your information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, discussion regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you'll need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Assess the work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claims of team director approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It's very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. You may require a follow-up interview to discuss your findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you to contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later began hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Okay, Ms. Howard, do you have a pen and paper?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to give you the confirmation number for your claim. Just tell me you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, that number is 471-342-7300. And that is, okay, that's the confirmation number for your claim. So, ma'am, your claim has been filed, and all you had to do is your weekly claim starting this Sunday. Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask. But if not,
I do have a question.
Okay.
It said, okay, so can you see, like, where I filed previously?
Let me see. It says March 6, 2024.
So those are what am I doing with those weeks?
Okay, just saying when you had filed. Okay, it's filed on March 6, 2024. And then it says, what is March 3, 2024? From March 3, 2024 through March 1, 2025, filed on March 6, 2024. I guess it's just the period. I'm guessing just like the period when you had the first time you filed. And then I'm just saying, I guess what the expected amount, I guess it's just like what you're supposed to be when you do start getting paid for this. I guess it's just saying like, I guess that's the best way to say it, is just like the payment periods, like when you first started filing, and then if you do get approved for it, it'll just be the periods to where, you know, when you get paid, because it's supposed to be like, let's just say each time you do a weekly claim, it'll be for that previous week. So I believe it'll go like that.
Okay, well, it's telling me it was something on my account that's pending, that's stopping me. Something on my account that's pending.
So pending just means...
I don't even know what's on the account.
So pending just means that it's still, they're still processing it. But that's all that means, just still processing it. But if you want to really look into it, you'll have to call our inquiry department, since the claims only line doesn't really, we don't do approvals and we don't send out payments. It's a whole nother department.
Okay, what department is that?
So that's the inquiry department, and that number is 800-361-4524.
Okay.
And do you have your PIN number, ma'am?
I do. Or no, I don't have a PIN number.
So that number is 2867. And you'll call.
Okay.
So if you, I don't know if you have access to your claimant portal, but if not, you can do it over the phone, which is that 1-800-752-7389 number. But yeah, so if you do it over the phone, they'll ask for your PIN number. And I'm not sure if you, I'm not sure if it's the same online where they'll ask for it again. But if they do, it should be at the top of your, it should be right beside claimant portal. And it should be right beside your name, your PIN number.
Okay, you said it's 1-800-752-what?
7389.
Okay.
But if you don't But if you don't have any more questions, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope you enjoy your day.
With the card that they sent me out, should I go ahead and activate it?
Okay. So, let me see. Since you switched it to direct deposit, if you do get approved for unemployment, then your money will be going to, you'll be going to your direct deposit instead. So, I don't know what's going to happen.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?